que te olvides de mi amargo sufrimiento, que si en algo de servir me da placer, que es inútil ocultar lo que yo siento, que me importa, fue la mía de perder. Que me engañas no me viene de sorpresa, y hace tiempo que lo supo el corazón, que yo misma voy pagando mi torpeza, que me venga de castigo tu traición.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem, Me, No. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Then I'm sitting with my te, one half of las chingonas y cabronas. Cabronas y chingonas. Something like that. I don't know. I'm fucking up already, guys. I just finished recording one episode and my mouth is tired. So, I'm gonna keep it short. Oh, I'm gonna hope to keep it short. But we have questions, guys. Yeah, finally somebody sent questions. Hopefully, I answer the question and not ramble on like I usually do. But before I go any further, I gotta tell you guys about a little event that I'm be part of this Saturday. I'm still nervous. It's this Saturday, guys. Yeah, but you know, I've been working on my material, so I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to hopefully you guys laugh, but I really, really want you guys to attend. So this event is brought to you by Carolina Felix. If you don't know who she is, make sure you go back and listen to her episode. But Lady Lucky Multimedia Production presents Unity, a night of poetry, comedy, and music. Featuring Kevin Gardia, Carolina Phoenix, Lola La Poeta, and myself. I'm going to be telling some jokes. So this is a benefit show for immigrant rights. All proceeds are going to go to Charla, a coalition for humane immigrant rights of LA. So this event's going to be on December 23rd at 7 p.m. It's going to be a $5 donation at the door. And like I said, all donations are going to be for Charla. Okay, this is a 21 and up event. So make sure you take your IDs. Make sure you're there to have fun. Like I said, it's going to be poetry, comedy, and music. So make sure you're there to have fun. Tell your friends. It's going to be a great time. You're going to see me there. So you know it's going to be a great time. I'm going to make sure you come early, guys. Or at least come on time. All right. It is a bar. So there's going to be drinks, some food, but most of all, this is a benefit event. So it's a great time. You're going to have a great time for a good cause. All right. My dad has a podcast with Fried Papita called Cabronas y Chingonas. So it's basically a podcast that talks about POC, the LGBT community. Yeah. So fuck, I know I'm not doing any good justice, but she's going to tell us on the episode what exactly her podcast is about. I'm just trying to give you a little idea. I'm sorry to my thin and Fried Papita if I'm butchering the description to your episode, but I'm trying. I don't have the description right in front of me. I should have pulled it up. I could still pull it up. I still have time to pull it up. But my thing goes on, she describes it on the podcast. So I think it's just going to be redundant if I do it all over. Right. So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great podcast. If you're looking, I mean, you're a fan of me, of my podcast, of this podcast, I'm sure you're going to like their podcast too. My thesh is very serious, as you're going to be able to tell by on the episode. But I made her laugh. So, you know, I made her laugh. So, at least, I mean, I got what I wanted. I just wanted to see if she had human emotions. And she does. I'm glad to, you know, to tell you guys that she does. Actually, she admitted that she teared up a little bit. Actually, you know, I'm watching Coco. So I told you guys, go watch that movie. You know, if it gets my dad to, you know, show her emotions. She was angry. She was mad that I did that. But I know you guys are going to enjoy it too. I teared up. Actually, I didn't bawl, but, you know, I just told my girl, like, my allergies were hitting, you know, that I yawned, you know, and my eyes got all teary, but I got a little teary eyes. You know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. That's what I do. I'm honest with you guys. A little bit too honest, you know. And now to the reviews. You know, I've been asked you guys to please go on iTunes, leave a review. For every review that you guys leave me, I'm gonna donate $5. So unfortunately, only one person did it, has done it since, you know. So it's almost gonna be, you know, 2 more weeks till the year ends. And I feel kind of bad, you know. I looked at right now, I looked at iTunes, and I have eight people that left me stars, and only 4 people commented or left a review, a legit review. So what I'm gonna do, instead of saying, I still want you guys to leave a review, but if by the end of the year you guys, nobody else does it, I said I was gonna donate $200, that's the max, but I really want to donate at least 100. So it's gonna be $5, and you know, hopefully you guys participate or are able to, you know, at least leave a small review saying that you enjoyed so and so's podcast. You don't even episode. You don't even have to say a comment about me, but you know, just do that. That way, I could donate $5. You know, I'm still gonna donate regardless. But so hopefully you guys leave a review. If not, then I'm just gonna switch it to the stars. If so far I have 8, so that's $40. So come on, guys. If this is, I'm trying to include you guys. You know, I want it to be like, I want you guys to feel like you contributed to me donating. You know, I understand I could donate myself, and I am, but I want you guys to be involved a little bit. So please participate. Just leave me a review on iTunes. That's it. Also, thank you for all those that send me questions. Send me the first question. What's your favorite color? All right, my favorite color is black and gold. Black because, you know, it goes good with everything, and gold because I like shiny things. All right. What's my favorite food? I love burgers. You know, my favorite burger spot is the Standing Room. Unfortunately, I went a couple weeks ago, and the quality wasn't what I expect. You know, they're one of my favorite places, so I expect them to be up, you know, to be great all the time. Unfortunately, I guess they must have got a new cook, or maybe had an off day. I don't know. Still my favorite place, and I highly recommend it. Unless I go again and it's shitty, and then I'm gonna have to switch it up to somebody else. So yeah. So she also asked, what's the worst thing you've ever done? I've done a lot of bad things. A lot. Back in the day, I used to break people's windows for fun. I had nothing else to do, so I would just go to this guy's shop, and I would throw rocks at his windows. Also, one of my best friends, he had a house, his backyard was all full of rocks, and we used to throw it at upcoming traffic, and we would just hide. I don't really remember if we broke their windows or not, but that was pretty fucked up, and I regret doing that, because if somebody was to do that to me now, I wouldn't like it. I'd probably be really upset. So that's really bad, and regret, I do have a couple regrets. I regret that I didn't pursue my education straight out of high school, you know. I concentrated too much on my relationship that I had. And now looking back at it, like, I focused too much on her and not enough on me. And, you know, it took me a while to get my associate's degree. I did it, you know, I have it, but, you know, it took me, I wanted her to have it first and then me. That type of, I put her for her needs over mine, and it wasn't reciprocated. Unfortunately, you know, it took me a couple years to realize that I hurt people, you know, that I wanted in my life, and I had to, you know, I was toxic at that point, and they needed to you know, get away from me. Her being one, you know, I was too focused on, you know, being her dad. I was like more of her dad than her boyfriend, and you know, nobody wants to be with their dad. Fortunately, she, instead of breaking up, she chose to cheat on me, and I don't regret the time I spent with her. I just regret not letting her go. I went as low as to beg her to get back with me, even though she cheated on me. Now that I look back at it, I'm like, you know what, I'm glad that it happened, because if she wouldn't cheat on me, I could still be with her, you know. And it wasn't a loving relationship. We got to the point where we were just used to being with each other, and we were afraid to lose each other, because she was really my first serious girlfriend, and you know, the only person, that first person I had sex with and any I did anything with, you know. So I learned a lot being with her, but what I want and about what I don't want in a partner, and it helped me. you know, later on in the future. But at that point, I wasn't, you know, I was in a good mindset. So yeah, I do regret not letting her go when I should have, you know, stick, like, I kind of forced her to be with, like, to stay with me. Now that I think back at it, there was times where she wanted to leave, but I was stubborn. I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to keep a relationship, and I didn't see it then that I was being toxic, and we were being toxic towards each other. Like, we should, at that, like, after high school, we were two different people, and we couldn't agree in things, and so yeah, we outgrew each other pretty much, you know. Maybe a update. She's married now. She's happy, and you know, that's great. I'm happy that she's happy, because if it didn't work out with me, I'm not gonna be an asshole. I don't want to talk to her. I just don't, you know. I wish her the best, you know. Whatever, however she feels about me, that's her business. I mean, I have a clean car. I mean, my conscience is clear. You know, I put in the time. Unfortunately, it was more than I should have put in, you know. But you know, I'm grateful for the people that were in my life that helped me get through it. And you know, unfortunately, some of them had to go because I was being too much. You know, I was still stuck on her, and I didn't want to move forward. It took me like 2-3 years to you know, like, pretty much get over it. We were together for like 7 years, close to 7 years. You know, I mean, it's hard letting go of somebody like, you know, for that long. And you know, obviously, you don't want to let those relationships go, but sometimes, you know, letting them go is for the best. So Vanessa also asked if I like gummy bears. No, I do. I like Swedish fish. I love Swedish fish. Gummy bears, they're too chewy, and they're not sweet as Swedish fish. I recommend Swedish fish. If you never had them, go get yourself a box. It's like $1. You know, they're great. Now on to what Moana Licious sent to me. All right, I'm gonna read it. It says, "I'm well. Thank you for asking. I actually want to listen to one of your episodes before I dive into a questionnaire for you. But I'm actually interested in making my own podcast. I haven't pinned down the topic/subject I want to touch on. In general, I have a variety of topics that take my interest on a daily basis, but I just haven't done enough research on my own. I want to know, how did you end up going about it? Would you say that you find it discouraging sometimes to continue? What motivates you to record?" So how I went about it is, I had another podcast that was really kind of similar to this. It was called Dick in a Box, and Dick in a Box was supposed to be me and my friend Jose. There's a couple episodes on iTunes, I believe, or SoundCloud still, where me and him, we basically were interview show. But the whole premise was that he was supposed to be the straight man, and I was supposed to be like the dick. Hence, Dick in a Box. So Dick in a Box was me. I was the dick, and the box is your cell phone, your computer, whatever you're listening to me, your car. That was the box. So Dick in the Box is me being in the phone, in your car, whatever, with you. And I was supposed to interview. So I was supposed to have people on the show where I would interview them, and I was supposed to be a dick to them. And unfortunately, I wasn't being a dick. I was being super nice, and he wasn't being a dick. So the name didn't make sense. And Jose's actually very busy. He's on a band called Ambiguous Culture. He does EDM, and he has his day job. So the podcast was taking too long. I mean, it was taking too much time off of his schedule. So since it was a newer project, it was easier for him just to leave it up to me, because it was this podcasting was my idea. So that's how I got started. And then I wanted to keep doing the interviews. You know, I want to help people, like, put their I want to get their voice out there. I want to help them get their whatever they're working on, whatever their passion is. I want people to see how passionate they are, but I want the listeners to get to know them first, because personally, I can't connect with somebody unless I know them. You know, like, I do my research beforehand to see how that person is. So that was the whole the pitch. You know, that's what I was pitching. Like, I want to have people on to get to know them. As a human being, not just as the artist they are. So that's how I went about it. So I asked people to come on, to get to know them, to promote their business, to promote their work. And all I did was ask, you know, like, you never know who's going to come. I'm shocked that I'm at, what, 26 episodes. I never, ever thought that I would have 26 episodes, especially because on Dick in the Box, I was having a lot, like a very hard time having people on the podcast. It was because of the name, I'm aware, but it was more because of the premise, because I wasn't being a dick. I wasn't like the character that I was supposed to portray. I wasn't being that. Would you say that you find it discouraging sometimes to continue? Yeah, sometimes, like I ask you guys to help me, like send me questions, because you know, like this is a one-way thing. Like I can't see you guys. I don't see you guys in front of me. I can't see you guys as respond. I know when you guys are listening to me, like the conversation, you have questions yourself, you know, and at that moment, and that's why I want to get you guys included. I want you guys to participate. That's what discourages me, you know, like especially when I had the riddle and I was asking you guys to answer the riddle. You guys were getting a reward at the end of the day. I was going to give you guys a prize, you know, only out of the, well, I had like 20 episodes or like, let's say 18 or 15, only 3 people answered. And one of the episodes, I repeated the riddle, you know, and nobody answered it still. So that was kind of discouraging. But at the end of the day, I do this because I want to help my guests, you know, like I believe in their work. I believe in them. And it came from me not getting a chance for myself to promote myself. I do stand up and nobody like really gives you a chance when they don't know. You need to really like be a friend with them for them to give you a shot. And I thought, well, you know, I'm struggling myself with this whole comedy thing. Why don't I have people that either are a little bit known, more known than me, but aren't really getting a shot, you know, to promote their work? So that's pretty much it, you know, like exactly what I do. I have them on, talk about themselves. You never know what somebody's going through or what they've been through. So also that I try to get that side of it, you know. I try to get people's like life, like if for example, I have guests with depression, have gone through depression, ADHD, deaf, they've been deaf, they had to a leg removed, they've gone through cancer or whatever, you know. I know there's somebody out there that might be going through the same thing, and it's gonna help them, you know. It's like knowing that somebody's out there that already went through it, like I'll help them. Hopefully it helps them get through themselves. That's all I want. I don't know who you are. Hopefully you guys are getting what I want you guys to get from this, and I'm not just here talking to myself, because this is also kind of discouraging. I'm sitting in a room with nobody, and you know, like I know I ramble on, it's because I don't have anybody to stop me, unfortunately. But actually these questions do help, because it gives me kind of a guideline, I guess, like guidance to where to go. So hopefully I answer that question. What motivates me to record? Helping people, you know, helping my guests. My ultimate goal is to have them collaborate with each other. And I've had some of that success. I had a little bit of success on that, where Stephen J's Filthy actually gave Liz from Synesthesia, he gave her a chance to sell some of her stuff. So in a small way, I feel I already kind of accomplished it. I know I haven't done what I want, and that's when I need you guys, you know. I could only do so much, where I need you guys to repost, I need you guys to leave a review, I need you guys to recommend it to people. You know, you're listening to this for a reason, and you said you want to start your own podcast, so let me give you some advice. All right, don't let anybody tell you what your podcast should be about. Don't listen to anybody, because if you do, your podcast is going to lose its essence, because it's no longer going to be yours. It's going to be all these people that recommended you things, you know. Just because they tell you to do something doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do. People constantly tell me to change this, change that, do this, do that. You know, I'm happy, like I have music in the background, I added that, you know. Nobody told me to do that, you know. I do take advice from people when they tell me like, make this shorter, like the song's too long. Yeah, I understand, and I've been trying to cut it. You know, last episode, the intro wasn't as long as this. Don't let anybody tell you what your podcast should be about. If you want it to be about fashion, be about fashion. Talk about what you're interested in, because there's a chance that there's somebody out there that's interested in what you are interested in. And just because other people aren't interested in it doesn't mean that you should talk about what they're interested in. I don't know. I think I just went full circle and made no fucking sense there. My advice to you is, if you could say that you put in as much time as you could, you did everything you possibly could to your podcast and you're happy with the result, then that's all that matters. Just as long as you're happy with what you're putting out, that's all that matters, okay? All right, guys. Well, I spoke a lot, you know, and I know you guys are tired of me. So all I have to say is enjoy the episode. Enjoy the conversation I had with my Theta Panda. Cuckoo, cuckoo. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. I'm sitting here with Maite. What's up, chingona?
What's going on, cabrón?
You didn't expect me to pull that one, are you?
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm not trying to take, what's your name?
Fred Papita.
Yeah, Fred Papita's place, but, I mean, you're here right now, so I thought maybe, you know, if I say it the right cadence, maybe you'll want me on your podcast.
Right. Maybe one day.
Well, so Maite, she's from Chingonas.
Yeah, Cabronas y Chingonas.
All right, she's from Cabronas and Chingonas. I had it backwards on my thing for some reason. So yeah, they're a Houston. They're a podcast from Houston, but
it's actually Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. Sorry, I could do it all over if you want.
Oh, it's your podcast.
Nah, fuck it. It's funny now, right, guys? It's funny. All right, so they're a Dallas-based podcast. Oh, I got it right. So. They're a media. They like to look at the media and how the LGBT community is portrayed, right? So she her part is TV, and Fried Papita, she watches movies, right? So I have her on because I met her at Podcast Studio. We spoke a little bit, not as much as I would like, because I was trying to meet everybody on the podcast, a different podcast that they had. But you know, I told her like, hey, come on my podcast, and she said, sure, I'll do you a favor, and she did me the favor. I know, guys.
It's my pleasure.
Before I go any further, like, what's up with the name, Cabronas y Chingonas? Like, why did you choose that name?
Well, it was actually the Fred Papita's idea. Uh-huh. She basically, her whole thing was like that. She, her dad and her family would call her Cabrona all the time, and she kind of saw it as like a pet name, like a nice thing. You know, whereas in general, it's a curse word. Like, yeah. On iTunes, you'll see that they, like, bleep out our names, which is kind of crazy.
I like that.
Yeah. And then the reason that I agreed to it was because Chingona was, like, a short-lived nickname of mine when I was in high school. So I was kind of excited about it.
Yeah. So did I do the description of your podcast any justice? Because I don't think I did. Why don't you tell the listener what it is?
It was pretty close. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because we do, you know, the queer community as well as POC people in general. Uh-huh. And a lot of women, like, we like to see how television, film, and sometimes other things like comics or music, that's in the future, but how we're represented in all sorts of media.
Hey, that's cool. So how did you and Fred Papita meet?
Twitter? Yeah, so like several years ago. It's been quite a while. We would basically talk about what we talk about on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We would be like, have you seen this movie? Have you seen this show? This character and these characters did this and that. So we would talk about it all the time, like over Twitter.
So like, but how did the friendship grow? Because I mean, I've never met anybody on Twitter that would want to hang out with me.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't like to meet people on the internet. Yeah. Per se. I mean, now, yes, because of the podcast. But yeah. Before, just as me, as Maite, I wasn't really into that. And in fact, me and Fred Papita didn't meet until we decided that we wanted to do the podcast.
So how long was it since you guys started talking on Twitter until you actually met? Like, how long was it?
Something like 5 to 6 years.
Damn.
Yeah. So it was like a developed thing. Like, it wasn't like we like the same stuff and met up. It wasn't anything like that.
So yeah. It's like pen pals, but in the same state, I guess, or even the same city.
Even the same city, yeah. Like, live like 10 minutes away from each other, but never like had that much of an inclination to meet, because we were like, you know, like buddies that, because, you know, we have in real life, you know, I have gay friends, but most of them are guys. Uh-huh. Or people that I dated, So I can't just sit there and talk to them about TV all day.
Yeah.
Especially not just like the TV that I watch. Yeah. So
I mean, I like TV. So maybe if they don't want to listen to you, I'll listen to you.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, now that I have the podcast, it's like,
now you have a lot of people they could talk to, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Well, not a lot, but there's some people that will talk to us about media, and I get it out of my system, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't bother my friends with it anymore.
So I know what you guys, like, something you guys do is you look, like, at shows and how gay people are portrayed and stuff, but have you seen the Drew Carey show? Like no, never?
Mm-mm.
Well, we should watch, like, the later episodes because... Drew Carey comes out with, he has a brother, and there's
is that another, what it's called?
Drew Carey show. Yeah. Okay. And his brother is transsexual. Transsexual is where you
transgender. Most likely.
Okay, well,
like he
dresses as a no, it's just what's it called when you dress as
a woman? Oh, a drag queen.
Yeah, there you go. He's a drag queen. Okay. My bad. So he's a drag queen, and he meets another character, another main character, her name is Mimi, and Drew Carey and Mimi, they're like, they hate each other.
Okay.
And but like it's funny how, like, I don't know, I like the way he was kind of portrayed, because so he was dressed as a male for most of the time, but then Mimi would tell him, like, no, like, you're a guy. But Drew Carey would, like, he wouldn't really care if he was dressed as a woman,
right?
But the Mimi and the brother of Drew Carey, they actually got married, and they got married in a dress, both of them. So, I mean,
that's kind
of
awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, you guys, I never, like, since I just started listening to your podcast after Podcast Stereo.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, well, I wonder if they've ever watched this show. So, I mean, maybe you should look at that. Like,
yeah.
Later on, I'm going to ask you for any recommendations. I don't even know.
Recommendations.
There we go. So you saw me struggling. Why don't you help me? I'm drowning.
I love it when people recommend stuff to us. Like, I always say, like, hey, here's our email. Like, send us anything that you find interesting or you want discussed.
Yeah. So, like, why do you feel like your podcast, like, was necessary? Like, why your point of view? Because I honestly haven't really ran into too many podcasts that do what you guys are doing it.
Well, you kind of just answered it right there. Okay. Like, there's no other people that are kind of doing this. There's a lot of queer podcasters.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. And what they do is amazing. But the vast majority of them, they don't talk on their podcast every single time about being gay or about being Latino or about being whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Like, they talk about whatever culture, which is awesome. Like, and I mean, those podcasts are popular for a reason. It's just that we were just like, let's quit skipping around the subject. Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah. So how did you guys even get into podcasting? Like, what made you get into podcasting? Besides the fact that there wasn't a lot of podcasts, doing what you guys are doing, but like, how did you come up with, like, let's do a podcast? Because not a lot of people know what a podcast is, first of all, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I barely had an idea of what a podcast was whenever we were talking about it. Fred Pepita had another podcast that I'm not sure, I guess, like, they're kind of on hiatus right now, but she had another podcast. She's been into them forever. She likes, you know, NPR and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
I didn't listen to podcasts. I listened to music. You know, that was my shit.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I don't know if I can curse on this.
Oh, you can say whatever you want. Okay, anything, cool. Whatever. I don't bleep anything.
Nothing? Okay.
So you could go racist. You could say whatever you want. But, like, I always remind the listeners, if you don't like what they have to say, don't come to me. I'm not responsible for anything
you
anybody
can come to
says.
Me. It's fine.
Go to their Twitter or their emails and, you know, just say hi. You know, it's nice for you guys to say hi sometimes, fuckers. I just keep going, sorry.
What was I saying?
You were talking about the podcast, like how you guys got into podcasting.
Yeah, so she was like, we were basically having another rant on Twitter about, this time it was about a list on AutoStraddle.
What's that?
AutoStraddle is like a website for women and queer women and POC.
Oh, that was for cars.
No, that would be cool, but no. Maybe they probably would have some sort of segment on that.
So
but
it's a podcast also?
No, well, I think they do have a podcast, but it's a website.
Oh, okay.
It's a website, and they're awesome. It's a great website, which is why we were probably talking about it. Uh-huh. And they made a list of, like, top, top movies with queer women. And we were like, oh, they're missing this, or this should have been here. And we were discussing this and that. And, of course, that's opinion. That's us being biased because we like certain movies more. But we were like, you know, we should do this. We should not make our own list per se, but kind of make our own list with a podcast.
Yeah.
and or she was the one that brought up podcasts. So then that's when I started listening to podcasts. So it was just research for starting my own.
All right. So like, what do you listen to any podcasts now?
Yeah, since I started, like I've told the story a few times, but like I listened to The Read, and they were good.
What's The Read?
The Read is like probably one of the most popular podcasts that I know of. Uh-huh. It's with this YouTuber Kid Fury and this girl Crystals. They're interesting. It wasn't really for me.
Okay.
Because that's a really long podcast. So we talk about a bunch of different stuff. Uh-huh. And then I was just like, it's gonna take me too long to catch up on this. Uh-huh. So I moved on to the next one and I listened to Tamarindo.
Okay.
And they're good.
Yeah, I heard of them, but I don't think I've heard a full episode.
A full episode. Yeah. I've listened to a few and I like that podcast. But that's still, I want to keep going on my research.
Yeah, yeah.
So another one that Fred people sent me a list. The next one was Latinos Who Lunch.
Okay, yeah, I like theirs.
I listened to them. I'm not even exaggerating, probably for like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of episodes.
They do, and yeah. I finished them.
Oh shit.
I was obsessed with it and I loved it, and so that's one of the first ones. And after that, you know, Radio Menea, I would listen to them, and Cerebrones eventually came out. And
so yeah. you stick to Latinos basically? Like
I kind of did. Those are the ones that are always kind of interesting and are recommended to me. Yeah. I listen to the only white podcasts that I listen to are screenwriting podcast.
So I'll recommend you one. It's I like comedy. I love comedy, so that's like my podcast. For the most part, they're mostly comedy podcasts. It's called Query. It's with Carmen Esposito.
Oh yeah. That's probably, I think they're like somewhat affiliated with Autostrap.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, I've heard two episodes, but so far it's good. I got into it because they actually have a stand-up show.
Okay.
I think at UCB, and that's how I got into it, because I love stand-up. So I'm at work, there's nobody to talk to, so that's all I do. And I love comedy, I do stand-up.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like to hear what other people are saying or what people are talking about at that moment. So pretty much I don't talk about it. Like, mostly I stick to penis and vagina jokes, immature stuff, you know.
What can you do?
Yeah, so that's me. I'm very immature. Unless you see me on the street, I'm all about, you know, about everything, guys. I'm woke. I guess I'm woke.
Yeah. I mean, I relate to that because in our podcast, you know, we always talk about gay stuff or POC stuff in the media and TV and all this fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
And we avoid, you know, what we look at in our real lives, which is politics.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's relatable.
Yeah, I don't like politics.
I mean, I'm definitely in, you know, into it.
Yeah.
I keep up with it. But in my podcast, like, that's not where I want to bring it.
Yeah, yeah. Me neither. I mean, yeah, yes and no. If
it relates to our topic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, what do you think of Donald Trump? No, I'm just playing. That was...
Do you have 3 hours now?
I mean, I have a charger, full battery.
No, I'm just kidding.
Drinks.
I'm just kidding.
So, I mean, I got all the time in the world, you know? It's really up to you. So so can you tell us some of the segments that you have on the show? Like, I already covered
sure.
one. Yeah.
So we always start, we do our intro, which is usually we find whatever character is on our mind that week, and we say, like, oh, this person was gay, but they, like, you know, they straight wash them. Instead of whitewashing, like, straight wash them.
Yeah.
And then we talk about it. We, like, banter about it for, like, 1 minute. And then we cut to our... you know, to our little audio intro, and then we have whatever banter we want to talk about, and then we do a movie section and a TV section.
Okay.
Which we switch it up sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, this week was two movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. And then we do our little outro, and then whenever we have a guest, we typically stick to one topic because there's so many voices.
Yeah, yeah. So how often do you have guests? Like, do you usually have a lot of guests on?
No, not a whole lot, because in Dallas we were very limited. There wasn't... I mean, for one, there wasn't that many people to talk about that these certain subjects, so we kind of just brought in our friends a couple of times, and then of course when Fabi came into town.
Okay, so like, how do you think the media is doing now with the, like, including, you know, like
POC people,
yeah, POC people and like members of the LGBT plus
LGBT plus community.
I said them all right. I like
there,
okay,
there's
guys.
A, there's a lot. Like, don't even try. As long as you're open to it and you're not, like, judgmental to other people or doing anything that's hurtful towards these communities, you know, that's a start.
It's hard because I like talking shit about everything.
Yeah, as long as you're like an equal opportunity shit talker.
Yeah, okay, I am.
Because that's me. Like, I'll talk shit about everybody.
Yeah, I mean, see, I'm telling you, if you ever want to hang out, talk shit, like, talk about movies and talk shit about TV. I mean, man, I don't have a life.
Yeah, for sure. We haven't had, I'm lying. I was going to say, we've never had a straight person on the show, but we have had, I think, one straight person on the show.
Yeah,
and how just was one. That? It was cool.
The view, the point of views.
It was fine because he, you know, he's very immersed in the community anyways because of his friends.
Okay. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So, sorry. But how do you think the media is portraying, like...
POC people.
Yeah, and there you go. You saw me struggling. I like that.
It's trying. It's kind of... I think right now, I'm talking with TV mainly because, movies aren't 100% my thing. But in TV specifically, I think they're kind of just playing the numbers game, and they're just like, okay, so we have to have this percentage in there, and sometimes, or a lot of the times, fail to like consider the quality of that character. You know what I mean? So they just throw them in. They're like, look, it's a lesbian, yay, and everybody gets happy.
Yeah.
But then it's just like this one-dimensional person. So that's probably the issue right now. It's like they're trying, but they need to keep trying.
So like I heard you say that Brooklyn 911's doing a good job, right?
Oh yeah, Brooklyn 99 is
because of the chief, because they put him in such high ranking, and
he's just one of the components of it. If you think about it, there's the main character is a straight white guy, right? Because it's Andy, he created the show and everything.
Yeah.
But the other main characters is like two Latinas.
Yeah, Rosa. Yeah.
Rosa and Amy.
Santiago.
It's Amy Santiago, yeah. So there's two of them, and neither of them have any sort of stereotypes towards them. You know what I mean? Like, one of them is like a total nerd. The other one's a total badass.
Yeah.
And then they have Captain Holt, who's hilarious because he's like such a straight guy, but he's gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's so there's that, and then they have, of course, Terry Crews on there.
Yeah.
So that's another person of color. Like, really, the only white person other than like the two weird old guys is Andy.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's
yeah.
If you think about it, like it's such a diverse show.
So, what do you think of Rosa's husband, the one that he ended up marrying? Like, what do you think of the character?
Oh yeah. She, the one that she married, and then like
fucking love that
he
guy.
Like he's really funny. He was on like Broad City and a bunch of other stuff.
Okay, if you like him, listen to Comedy Bang Bang.
He's on
that's
there?
That's where I met. Oh, have you watched The League?
No.
Oh, man,
I haven't.
You need to watch The League. I recommend it. You probably won't like. It's about football.
Yeah.
But oh man, that show.
I used to like football. Why do you think I don't like football?
No, not because of football. I mean, who cares about football? I don't know. I really, you know what? I'm sorry. I judged before even knowing. It wasn't, but in my mind wasn't about football. It was about the storyline.
Oh, okay. Because I think I have looked into it. I'm not going to lie to you. I have looked into The League, and I thought about watching it a few times, but then every single time I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
It's just, he's fucking crazy. He stabs himself.
So he's like the same dude as he is on Brooklyn 99.
I mean, that's pretty much.
Yeah. That's that actor's whole vibe. I've seen him in probably two or three different shows, and he's always crazy.
He's always crazy. Mm-hmm. I love him. Oh, he's fucking like that. If I could meet somebody like that, the improv from the improv, it'd be him. And Paul F. Tompkins.
Don't meet your heroes. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I had to have you on though.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
Yeah. I do comedy, guys. I'm gonna do a show on December 23rd. You'll hear shit like that. Hopefully.
If you want to avoid your family for the holidays.
There you go. Well, no, because it's the 23rd. It's the day before Christmas.
Yeah.
So basically, it's you'll have some laughs the day before or cry, hopefully cry. And then you go see your family and you cry even more.
There you go.
So what are other shows that you could recommend, you know, for like, as a straight person, like what's something you could recommend to me for
that,
me?
That is inclusive you would like?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a specific genre in mind?
I like, if it's funny, I like it, and I like some drama.
Some drama?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I'm gonna have to, like, think about it for a little bit.
Oh, man, I gave you homework.
Give you homework? Okay.
No, I said I just gave you homework.
Oh, you gave me homework. Currently? What am I watching right now? I've been watching reality TV. Mozart in the Jungle. You might like that.
Oh, okay.
Mozart in the Jungle is stars Gael García Bernal.
No, I don't know who he is.
He's like a big like Mexican actor that's pretty popular. It's like on Amazon Prime. That one's pretty good. That's what I'm watching right now. And yeah, I think straight people would like that, and it's pretty funny. I've been watching reality TV because it's so mindless. So if you ever like want to watch a show without thinking about it, I would watch like reality TV. I watch Real Housewives because they're funny.
Yeah, I don't. I used to watch the Kardashians because of my ex-girlfriend.
But it's like they're so stupid and funny. That's what I like. Well, I started watching reality TV maybe like 3 months ago. Before that, I was like anti-reality TV. And then now it's the only thing that I can watch without thinking about it.
She's like, man, I'm going to go to LA. I got to see what kind of people I'm going to run into.
Yep, Beverly Hills. Yep.
So like, you guys did a Steve Universe episode, and that's how pretty much when I met you at Parque Stereo, that's the one I had heard. Mm-hmm. So like, are you the one that's big on like Steve Universe,
or we both are?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we both are, and then our two guests, which are Fred Pepita's other co-host for the other podcast, we're all four of us are obsessed with Steven Universe.
So what is it about Steven Universe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's a kids show, so it's like fairly innocent, and you watch it and it's like, you know, sweet. You have to watch it in that mood where you don't want to watch something crazy or like crude.
Okay.
So this is just like a kids show, but the gems, which are kind of like the main characters other than Steven, he's a half gem. Okay. And then the other gems, which are kind of like aliens, they're all girls. So when they get in relationships, like, they're all girls with girls, and it's not a big deal.
Oh, cool.
But they still bring in, like, I guess a metaphor to how our society feels with same-sex couples. Because if you're a different kind of gem, like, one's a ruby, one's sapphire, and you're together, like, that's bad. Okay. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like inverted.
So they partner up with like other women,
with other gems, yeah. So okay. And they're all females.
All the gems ever in the universe, they're all women.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's a completely different kind of race and everything like that. But they also bring in like really serious topics in a very innocent way. So like grief, like Steven's mom had to die for him to be born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they have him like throughout the 3 or 4 seasons that are out, him dealing with his grief and him being motherless. Oh, and wow. then being raised by gems.
So. Wow, that's cool. So there you go, guys. I mean, I'm going to definitely watch it. Like, I never really caught my attention, but now that I know, I heard your show, and honestly, I didn't really understand it.
That's kind of good, because then that way you can watch it spoiler-free, because our episode on it is spoiler-heavy.
You guys spoil a lot of things.
We do. It's more of like a conversation show. Like, you go and watch this thing, and then you like listen to our deeper reading of it. That's kind of how I see it. But yeah, I can see how it kind of sucks, because then it's like, I mean, I don't know. We have probably done a couple of episodes where we don't spoil it. We just talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, bad.
No, so, but like the one you released a couple weeks ago was the Pan's Labyrinth. You guys ruined the whole, I mean, not ruined, but you guys pretty much told the whole story, or basically the monster story.
For Pacific Rim, I think she didn't.
Okay.
She didn't ruin the story.
Yeah.
Pan's Labyrinth, because it came out 11 years ago.
It is Pan's Labyrinth, right?
Yeah, Pan's Labyrinth is the second one, the one that I talked about. It came out 11 years ago. I think most people that are going to see it have seen it. So it was really me just having like a conversation about its relevance to Guillermo del Toro's career.
Is that one with like that singer with Bowie? No, am I thinking somebody else?
There's some relation there, but I'm not. I don't know it off the bat.
Like the main character, he's a magician. I've never watched the movie.
Really? No, there's no magician in it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I thought it was that one. Yeah, whatever. No matter. So let's talk a little bit about Parque Stereo. So, how'd you guys go into Parque Stereo? Like, from LA, I mean, Dallas, and then the event was in here, so.
The vast majority, or just the majority maybe, of the podcasters that were there were from out of town. People came from like New York and Boston and all over the place. But the reason that we knew about it was because we, early on when we started our podcast, we connected with Latinos for Lunch.
Okay.
And, you know, they were kind of co-creators of the whole event.
Yeah.
So we were invited off the bat, which we're really excited about. And I already knew I was moving here.
Oh, okay.
So for me, it was just like perfect timing. Like 3 weeks before Podcast Studio Fest, I'm going to move there anyways. And I told Fred Papita about it. And she's like, yeah, I'll fly out.
Cool. Done. Oh, that's cool. I mean, both of you guys were able to represent. Yeah, and I met her too a little bit. We talked a little bit. Not like I said, I like this. I like sitting down with like my guests, like with people that I meet for some reason. I just like to know their story.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of nosy, I guess.
I mean, you could look at it that way, or you could just be like
inquisitive.
What are those anthropologists? Is that the people that study people? Something like that.
I don't know. Autobiography is.
There you go.
Biographist. That fucking whatever. You do the podcast, and on top of that, you're into like screenwriting. You like, can you tell me more? How did you even get into screenwriting? Like,
pretty much, I went to community college because I didn't know what I wanted to do. When I was little, I kind of wanted to write, but that kind of field was not really supported in my family. So whatever, I went to community college, trying to figure out what I want to do. Started to get really into like film and TV, mostly TV. And so then I went to film school at a university. And then in university, I took screenwriting courses, and it was probably like the best 3 months of my life. When I got to write and other people saw my writing and getting feedback, like it was just the best thing I'd ever done. So I just stuck to it.
So what do you usually write about?
Mostly dramatic stuff. Uh-huh. Right now for Popner TV, we're working on like a short comedic thing. It's not comedy, writing for comedy. I love comedy in general, but me writing it, uh-huh. It's not my thing. But I'm doing it anyways for them, and it's going pretty good. And then on my free time, I have samples that I already have written out. So they're all dramas.
Is it like POC characters and yeah. like LGBT plus?
Yeah. Every single one, yeah. yeah. Every single one, it's at least one or both.
Okay. Definitely. And you spoke a little bit about the Pop Nerd. What's Pop Nerd TV?
Pop Nerd TV is a website. It's kind of, I actually started out there because one of the teachers, he founded it with okay. Daedalus Pictures in Dallas. And you know, we talk about basically all the nerdy pop culture stuff, like uh-huh. all the Marvel movies, DC movies, TV shows, comic books. It's very comic oriented because we're connected to a lot of comic book companies. Uh-huh. So yeah, I started writing for them as an internship for college credit, okay. and then I just never stopped because it was kind of fun and it kept me on my toes with my writing.
So like, what they assign you certain things and then that's what you need to write about, or you get to choose?
I mostly choose. Okay. Every now and then I get something assigned to me, but for the most part, I always have something to write about.
So, like, what are some things that you've written about?
I mostly write TV recaps / reviews.
Okay.
So, I've been doing Supergirl right now.
Oh, okay.
But I've done Mr. Robot, I've done Preacher, I've done last season of Supergirl. Basically, just whatever TV catches my eye.
Yeah. So, let's talk about Supergirl, all right? I'm not gonna, like, let's talk about the week they did the merging of all the different shows.
The crossover?
That shit fucking sucked. I mean, at least for me.
Did it really? I wrote the recap for the first one already.
Because how the hell are you gonna, like, I don't like Legends. The
Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah. And Arrow's okay. I like it because of the girl, because she's fucking funny. Mm-hmm. The one that...
I don't watch any of them except for Supergirl, so yeah. So
you don't watch The Flash either?
I don't even watch The Flash.
Oh, okay.
Because it's too long to catch up on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but basically, like how are you going to leave it? Like, I understand. I'm guessing not a lot of people are watching that show. That's why the finale was on that show.
Yeah. Well, it's just because they have it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Well, and that's all. On Thursday, it's both. It's The Flash and The Legend.
Oh, they moved it?
Yeah, I mean, at least maybe that week, because like I watched The Flash.
They did two and two, didn't they? They did like, because I know on that Monday they did the Supergirl one and the Arrow one.
Okay, yeah, probably, because I didn't watch Supergirl or Arrow.
Well, they mixed them all together. Like last time, like the Supergirl episode was mostly about Supergirl, yeah. But this time it was like they actually put them all together.
Yeah, twice a year they do that.
It was just like last season or whatever they did it, but like so they did it differently. They definitely went all out this year.
Yeah, and I didn't like that.
No,
because like I didn't watch the finale because I don't like Legends. So I saw the Flash's part.
Yeah,
and it wasn't much about the Flash. It was still about everybody else. I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, you have to kind of like, that's what I noticed. Like for me to get the whole Supergirl storyline, I have to watch all of them.
Yeah,
and that was kind of. I don't know Legends and I don't know the Flash that well, yeah, or Arrow at all. So,
but did you get into Supergirl because her sister's a lesbian in the show?
No, I actually started watching it because it was just very feminist.
Okay.
Or it was claimed to be very feminist. Yeah. The first season I think was really good, even though it had no gay characters. And then the second season, that's when they decided to make her gay after like a bunch of backlash that they had,
yeah,
about their gay characters, the CW. So no, it wasn't, surprisingly, it was not because of that.
Yeah, and on the, well, I don't, you're not even gonna go watch the rest of the merge, right?
I'm gonna think about it
because
I don't know,
because the Supergirl sister kisses one of the Legends
characters. That happens on the first episode, so I got to catch that.
Okay, yeah.
See, I caught that. Yeah.
I only caught that on the recap, so I don't even know the whole story.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting meetup because I think a lot of people have talked about that because those are the two queer characters that they have in CW right now. Is like, looks other than like the Shannara Chronicles or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the two, and they're like, oh, they do crossovers, they should do a crossover with them too. So I think it was kind of like fan service.
Okay.
Where they're like, oh, let's just do this for the fans,
like make both of the gay characters make out with each other.
Yeah, basically.
That's stupid.
I mean if you're gonna do it in a alternate universe crossover, well, then I guess that's the opportunity.
Well, also one of the characters, he's gay, so is Frost.
Frost is gay. Killer Frost?
Yeah, he's gay. And
wait, so, isn't that a girl?
No, it's a guy. No, Frost. He's from Legends. He originally he started at Flash.
Yeah.
And then he has this gun.
I meant the girl queer characters. My bad.
Oh no. Oh yeah. Well, you don't like the male, the gay?
No. Yeah, and no, I just meant like of the CW shows, those are the two girl queer characters, yeah, other than Shannara Chronicles.
Yeah, but I don't think they even show it at all. Like. Prior
just,
to
it's
it,
just like a thing that exists. Like,
I guess because it's a different world. So in the world number one, I don't even know how they titled it.
Earth one, yeah. Earth X, and Earth something else.
So on Earth one, I guess his character died, with Legends. He was part of them, I guess. And then on character X, like, you know how they do the whole like, is the opposite? Oh, sorry, it's the opposite thing.
Yeah, they brought him back to life.
So I guess he was in that world. He's alive. And he's gay.
Okay.
So I don't know. Look at it, don't look at it. Yeah. I don't get paid for it. I don't care.
It's whatever.
Did you always know that you wanted to write? Like, have you always, like, writing, has it always been a passion of yours? Not, or until, like, college, that's when you realized, like, oh, this is my jam. So I get down.
Screenwriting, I didn't know until college. But writing in general, like, when I was 9, 10, 11, basically, I got really into reading. Uh-huh. And then after that, I wanted to do my own story. So I started writing when I was really young, like before high school. And then high school, you know, high school is so dramatic, so you completely throw out everything. So yeah. In high school, I didn't do anything. I was just a typical bad kid.
Why? Work. What were you doing?
I was just super rebellious. It's for me anyways, it was kind of like a being gay thing.
Okay.
Like, because I was just like, in my head, it was just like, damn, everybody's going to hate me, so I'm going to hate them first.
Oh, okay.
So I had that kind of attitude. You're
defensive, right?
Yeah, I was in defense mode for like my entire high school career.
That sucks.
A little bit, yeah. And so I kind of shut everything and everybody out.
Yeah. So who are some of the writers that you like, relate or like you like, or for whatever reason?
Well, the reason we did Guillermo del Toro this last time on our podcast was because he's an amazing screenwriter that brings in his personal life and his personal feelings about childhood and about everything about the government, you know. I'm like, he brings that into his writing, and I want to do that too.
Were you a big reader like in school?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't kind of happen until like, basically, I don't know, I think it was like fifth grade or something like that. In fifth grade, I read one book that, it was the first time that I ever picked up a book that I couldn't put down.
Uh-huh.
And from then on, like, the rest is history. I just read like every single day, all the time, like Harry Potter books, of course, like read through them in a day, you know what I mean?
Damn.
Like, yeah, because I, yeah.
Oh, actually, the first, okay, guys, hopefully, like, I get at least one high school listener, because I'm going to give you a tip, whoever, or if you're writing a book report in general, you don't have to read the first Harry Potter book. Because the first Harry Potter book's kind of similar to
the movie.
To the movie.
Yeah, that's the one that you can really...
Yeah, because that's what I did when I was in ninth grade, I think, or somewhere.
But after the third movie, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. So I ended up passing. I got an A, and I never read a book. I've read books, but I've never read that book. I didn't have to read that book, you know?
That's a good one. It's the shortest one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, that thing was kind of thick for me.
Was it? That's the shortest one. It's like 300 pages?
I don't read books that don't have pictures, so
They have a picture book version now. Yeah.
Oh, man, that thing must be like a Bible or something.
It is. It's huge.
So is it like, see,
I haven't seen it myself. I read the news. Like, they have a graphic novel type of version.
See, I was gonna get into it. Like, is it the pictures? Like, somebody drew the pictures, or is it the pictures from the movie use?
I think it's illustrated. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. Yeah. It's been a while.
No, quote her. Who are they gonna? If they quote you, who are they gonna tell? Nobody.
My email. Email. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck yeah, at least somebody's writing.
Yeah.
I approve
what is writing. Like all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, even if it's negative, because somebody's going to spark the interest to hate, and they might end up liking you.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you came out?
I basically come out like every single year of my life. I realized it very late, or what I consider late. I was like 14 going on 15, and then I told maybe like two of my friends, like, and then I gradually just basically only told people that I trusted all the way through high school.
Okay.
Like just close, super close friends or people that I wanted to date or whatever. Yeah,
that's cool.
And then
I'm not straight, I'm gay, I like
yeah
you.
Like, by the way, you're flirting with me, like, yes, I am gay. Yeah, so
that's weird. I always wonder how that works.
Yeah, you have to make it,
because you have to be very sure of the other person's, gay.
They have to be like interested in you,
like,
yeah.
Pretty much touching your, like, stroking your leg or something.
That's a bit much, but yeah.
Hey, I'm not good with clues, guys. That's pretty much
the only way that you know.
Yeah, that's the only way I take hints.
That's funny. To my mom, that actually happened the day that gay marriage got legalized in the U.S. Huh? I told her that day.
And how did she take it?
She wasn't happy about it.
Is she okay with it now?
Okay with somewhere? It? Okay, so when I was in high school, she like found a letter from this girl that I was super into, and I still don't know to this day like if she liked me or not, but she has written me basically a love note, so probably. And she found it. She found it and was like beyond angry. Like, I've never seen her so angry in my life. And she banned me from seeing her. She was just like, you're not seeing her anymore.
Was she like a friend you had over or something?
She was a friend that she knew that I hung out with a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was like a clear message to me, like, you know, she's not accepting of it.
Yeah.
But even after that, like, I was after, you know, something like 6 years passed, and I was just like, she has to know, right? Like, yeah. I don't date any guys. I don't bring guys around. Like, I'm very, like, half my friends are gay, and I bring them around.
Yeah.
I thought she knew. So I finally told her, and she's just like, I was like, oh, I can get married now. I texted her because, you know, it's not something you can talk to her face to face. It's too hard.
How did you know when you, like, I don't know, like I said, like, I'm not very knowledgeable. So, but how did you know that you, what was the instinct, I guess? Like, you're like, okay, well, I don't like guys for sure. Like, how did you know?
Well, that was kind of a process. For me, it wasn't, like, I never really had feelings for a guy, right? Like, you think, oh, he's like good looking or he's not. That was pretty much it. Like, okay. To this day, of course, I can recognize, like, somebody's ugly, somebody's not.
Yeah, we have eyes,
right? Yeah, I can see. But it wasn't until, like I said, I was like 14, that same person that I was talking about with the note, we started being friends, we started hanging out, and it was like the only thing I could think about was this girl. And I like described it one day, like after a couple of months of that, to one of my friends, and I was just like, I don't know what the hell this is. Like, I've never felt this for anybody. Uh-huh. And I didn't think anything of it.
So was that your first love, I guess?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
And then, so I told my friend, and my friend's the one that told me, he's like, dude, you're gay. And I was just like, no, I'm not. And then, like, of course, light bulb went off, and yeah, I was.
That sentence is funny to me. Cause like, dude, you're gay. You know, it's the way you say it.
Yeah, why? Well, like, he's, you know, he like outed me to myself. Yeah. So.
No, but like, you get what I'm saying? It's like, not like, dude, you're gay.
Yeah,
there's a difference between
easy. You. Oh yeah. Oh, that yeah.
Like, it's a difference between dude, you're gay, and dude, you're gay. You know.
No, it was just like, I guess he saw that I didn't realize it. He saw that like I was like I really had no idea what I was feeling.
Yeah.
And he had to like make it obvious
like,
to me.
Dude, like, listen to me.
Dude, you're gay. Yeah. It was pretty funny. So yeah. And then after that, I was still kind of like, I didn't, like I said, I'd never felt that way about anybody, not even guys or girls. So I was like, maybe I will feel this way for a guy. Who knows? So for the next couple of years, like, I was open to it or whatever. And then I did date like two dudes and I was just like,
what? No. How was that?
It was weird.
Why?
Because I wasn't into it.
Like, you didn't want to kiss him or hold hands? Like
I didn't have that dirty inclination. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, they would want to do like whatever, hold my hand. And I was just like, do I have to? Like, I didn't want to. Like, I wasn't into it.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I know, I felt bad. But like, that was me trying. I was just like, you know what? If I don't try for the rest of my life, somebody's going to be like, well, why don't you just try it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm hope that people, or that, you know, young girls who don't feel attracted to men these days don't have to go through that.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm gonna have to try.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my family to hate me. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, I gotta try.
So do you bring like girlfriends or friends that you're talking to around your family? Are they like, how is the rest of your family like?
They don't know.
Oh, they don't?
No, they don't.
Damn. So how do you feel?
Or at least I haven't told them. They might have heard it. Okay. You know what? I told one cousin. This is the first time I've ever told anybody that I'm blood related to. I told one cousin over the summer, but it wasn't like my choice. He told me. He was like, you should tell your mom that you're gay. Oh. I was like, what? And then I was just like, she already knows. And he was just like, in his head, like, he had just said it probably jokingly, but, or to see how my reaction would be.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, basically me coming out to him.
Oh, and how did he take it?
He was super cool about it. Because the whole, like, I was only there for like 2 days.
Oh.
The whole time.
Was this in like Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the only reason that I talked to him at all.
Hispanic people like to talk, so
probably his mom knows. He's such a chismoso, man. So yeah, I was like, I was thinking about it. I was like, I really shouldn't tell him. And I even told him, I was just like, let's keep this to ourselves because our family is pretty religious.
Oh,
and he's like, yeah, I'll keep this to just us. And then I was just like, I was around the drive home and I was just like, he's going to tell everybody. Yeah.
It would have been pretty cool if he would have came out with, I'm gay too.
That would have been so cool. I don't, like, nobody in my family has ever come out as gay.
Imagine all your cousins are gay.
They're all, well, like, my dad's side, they're all older than me, so they're all married with kids.
Oh, okay.
And then on my mom's side, some of them are like 2 years old, so you have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, man, that sucks though. So, like, right now, the holidays, like, can't take anybody. I mean, but you live here, they live over there, so right now.
Yeah, and even, I think even if want. I, well, yeah, it's just, they probably have to know by now, right? Like, I'm 25,
well,
and, like, have never brought a guy around ever.
I don't know.
they might think
you're ugly or something.
I know, that's possible. I'm like, damn, they must think I'm, like, I have no game at all.
Know.
But, I don't know. I get the feeling that at least a few of them know, and then that the rest of them suspect.
Yeah.
But I would never be able to tell them face to face.
Does like any of them speak English over there?
Yeah.
So
quite a few of them. Oh, well, in like Mexico or here? In Mexico they don't. But I have a lot of family in Dallas.
Oh, because I was gonna say, like, if they heard the podcast, your podcast, you know.
I don't think they would. They don't know what podcasts are.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've explained it to my mom probably like 5 times, and I've explained it to my aunt a couple of times. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of they might have gone unclicked once or twice, but I don't. I mean, it's in English, and even though they probably understand it, like, it's not their first language, and they're not really into it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
man, I had a guest. He has a arrow, like, kind of. It's, I'm not explaining. It's like acrobatic and stuff. They work with silks and stuff.
Okay.
And hopefully I have a lot of like members from the LGBT community or some people that are still on, like, you know, they're not out yet. Good advice. This is the best advice I could give you. Imagine coming from the ceiling, like, you know Pink, right? You know how she would do the silks and stuff. Imagine coming out like that.
just like in the most extra way possible.
Yes, that'd be fucking amazing. I told, like, on his episode, that's what I told people, like, come on, like, imagine, like, you're regularly dressed and all of a sudden you come out some silks and you just roll down like it could be kind of like a cocoon type of deal.
That would be scary.
Like you're
imagine
dressed.
They fall though.
Man, you take classes, wow. You'll be okay. And he assured me that I'll be okay if I do it. I still haven't done it.
Yeah.
I'm working on this decor. It's made out of dough right now, but hopefully once it's like solid.
You just gotta knead it. And
yeah, like I do it. Like I do it all I want. But I mean, like you said, like you just said, tamales don't help, you know, and tortillas don't either. So yeah, but I mean, what do you think of that? Like, what's your opinion as like a member of the LGBT community? Wouldn't that be like an awesome way to come out? Like, if you fly in blowing, that'd be great. And like, you come out like you're dressed regularly, like regular, like how you're dressed right now. Imagine like some jeans and a shirt, and then you just like you start climbing up, you get the silk, and you roll down. You roll down.
You know what? If you have an accepting family and you're like pretty sure that they know, and you're pretty sure that, and you know there are like political opinions about it.
Yeah.
Then yeah, because first it's a very case-by-case basis, but yeah, if they basically know and you just haven't said the words and you want to do it in a big way, go for it. Like Elle Mills, like a YouTuber, she covered her house in like the rainbow colors, basically like the front of it, and that's how she came out, like her entire house. So
yeah, I don't know, I just like I like to picture it how you come out regular, and then once you come on the ground, you're, I don't know, glittery, I guess. I'm picturing a guy, by the way. I'm not picturing a girl coming
out.
I'm picturing a guy, like, full of glitter.
Maybe with a girl, it's backwards. They have glitter, and then they come out, and they have nothing but flannel.
Flannel. Oh, that'd be dope.
That's hilarious.
That'd be cool.
No, but, I mean, some families don't know what the significance is. You know what I mean? Like, my family, I'm pretty sure half of them don't know what a rainbow flag is, what it means. Like, so, it just depends.
So, like, do you... You feel like you're gonna keep this from them for like forever, I guess?
No, and in fact, I don't keep it from them now. It's just not something that I say out loud. No. You know what I mean? There hasn't been anybody significant enough in my life to bring around.
Oh, okay.
In a very long time.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason that I haven't like brought anybody around, but. If that happens, if I meet somebody and whatever, I want to get married to them, I'm not going to hide it. You know what I mean? And so, even now, I don't hide it. I just don't say it.
So when you've gone to Mexico, like, you've never stayed, like, long enough to, like, meet somebody over there?
No. Well, I mean, because I used to go as a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You haven't gone lately?
I have, but not under good circumstances. Like, it was, like, a funeral. Like funerals. Right. So my mom wants to go this winter, actually, and I'm just kind of like, maybe we'll see.
So for how long? A week?
Yeah, she wants to go for a week.
That's cool. You never know, you might bring up Mexican like
I don't want to do that though. I don't want to like go in like another country and find somebody.
You're not buying them, you're just like
buying. Hey. Okay.
Like, come on, get you some papers.
No, I can't do that.
I'm sorry, guys, if I offended anybody. I just thought it was funny.
No, it's honestly, I'm like in Dallas. Uh-huh. I'd known for like 2 years that I was gonna move, so okay. I was very reluctant to date anybody. I was just like, no, thank you.
Because you didn't want to come with like a partner over here with?
No, because I didn't want to. You know, for one, most people in Dallas, they don't want to move over here. Like they don't have a reason to.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be in that predicament of either being in a long distance relationship or taking somebody away from the family.
Oh, true.
So I was just like, I'm just going to wait till I get to LA and then maybe I'll think about putting myself out there. But yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, hearing your podcast, you don't like to stay like in one place for too long.
I did a lot. Yeah. It's a weird clash. When we started our podcast, I started traveling.
Yeah. I was like, man, but you went to Peru, I think. And then. I think you were going to Mexico after.
Yeah. Well, I went to Mexico. I went to Austin. I mean, those aren't even that far, but. And then New York. And then here, of course. And then New Orleans. Yeah. I think those are the main places.
Yeah. The only place I've been to in Texas is El Paso. Because one of my best friends, he lives over there. I went for his graduation.
Yeah.
But he didn't take me around. Fucking asshole.
I've never explored El Paso myself.
No.
Yeah. Because
there's nothing to do.
Because there's Dallas. And then El Paso is.
Like on the bottom.
10 hours away.
Yeah, it's closer to the border.
Yeah, so we're as close to El Paso as I was in Dallas.
Yeah, they wanted to take me to get my teeth fixed and my eyes fixed
Tijuana.
Too. Yeah, they're like, oh, no, isn't it?
Juarez?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, come on, we'll get your teeth fixed because they're all fucked up.
You're like, you can just do it in Tijuana.
Yeah, that's true. And I have family in Tijuana.
If you want to, I mean, like, honestly, I don't believe in that you should have to, like, look better for the public. You know what I mean? Like, you should
just be public figures now. We gotta look good.
We're radio hosts. All the only thing that sounds good is our voice.
Yeah, but I mean, I take a lot of pictures for my podcast. Yeah. I'm like, for you, it's you and Fried Papita, but for me, I'm everything, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'm the public figure. I gotta shave every day.
I hate taking pictures. So
yeah. Oh, good. So you're gonna have fun because you're gonna take a picture at the end of this episode.
I don't know. It's a recent thing. I haven't been into it, but it's not like, yeah, the podcast. If you go through my phone, like, the only time that I have pictures of myself is because I went to Peru or whatever the hell. Huh. Or Cynthia's like, we need a new picture for Instagram.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
So you have to, like.
Yeah,
you have
it's
to.
It's forcing have to. Me to. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have none. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't really take a lot of pictures, but I do it for the I don't even use my personal page anymore. I use them for the podcasting one.
On Instagram?
Yeah, and then I only do it because you got to stay active, you know?
I'm like so business about it. I do Monday through Friday. On the weekends, I'll see if I post.
Yeah, like, I do that too. Like, only if I have a recording, that's the only time I use my Instagram. Yeah. I mean, I record most weekends, that's why, guys, but during the week I'm on it, like, I don't have a live, but I pretty much, I'm like, okay, I need to post something. So usually I don't, like, not a lot of people take pictures of, like, of the podcast stuff. Like, lately I've been thankful, thank you guys for the people that have sent the stickers in, but other than that, I'm like, well, fuck it. Like, there's no, right now on Snapchat there's one with the, like, I think he's a rabbit, so I call him Rabbit De Niro. And he's like, he's shaking his ass on Snapchat.
Oh my god, I haven't seen it yet.
So yeah, so basically I took a picture of that, and he's my, like, I was like, fuck it. And my next one's the toilet paper roll that he dances.
Only one that I have seen is the hot dog.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's that basically, but with different animals.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. Like, honestly, the podcast has taken over my social media life. Uh-huh. Yeah, the only thing I kind of post on it sometimes is Twitter on my personal account. But on Instagram, on my personal account, it's dead. That's why I don't, like, promote it at all.
So what do you usually, like, on the Twitter, what do you usually write about? Like, what are you posting about?
Just basically what Twitter was originally meant for, which is just speaking your mind or saying some dumb shit. Uh-huh. That's what I use it for. Yeah.
So that you vent, that's where you go to vent
pretty much? Yeah, I vent or, like, say something, you know, that made me happy that day. I don't know.
So is it still what is it?
Maite Panda.
Oh, you're not using the other one anymore?
Which one? The Queerbait?
Yeah.
No, I haven't used that one in months. Oh, it's privated, it's locked down, nothing happens there. It's like an archive now.
So, like, are you still, like, because I know that one you used for a lot of drunk tweeting.
Yeah.
Fry the panda, or what is it?
Might the panda.
Panda, panda. Like, that one, are you also drunk tweeting? Like,
I don't.
No holds bar type one.
I don't drink enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so back when I would, like, you know, my college years, you just drank a lot. So that's kind of where the drunk tweets for Queerbait was. But Might the Panda doesn't get drunk that much anymore.
So was that like a political rant, or it would just be life in general rant?
Typically life. Political rants also kind of go on in my normal account. Okay. But you know, because I can do that sober.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right, so what's emo goth dancing? Because I heard, I think, in the other podcast,
I kind of want to show you because there's no way to describe it. It's,
but I mean,
if you've seen it, you've seen it. There's a video. There's a bunch of, you know, goth people wearing black or whatever, like, you know.
It's like that, well, that stepping thing, what's it called?
They do some stepping, but most of it is, like, their hands, where they, like.
Is it like this?
Yeah, they're weird punching stuff, and they're doing this under, like a bridge of some sort. And so that's what goth dancing is, and it's it's so funny to see it. And then there was this YouTuber who tried to remake it, like, in her bedroom. But instead of rock songs, she did it to, like, Mexican songs or, like, slow songs. And I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, for them to do goth dancing to, like, a ranchera. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. So
anytime, like, or not anytime, but recently I've only gone to the club, like, maybe, like, twice in, like, 2 months. And one of those times it was me and Favi, and we were, like, fake goth dancing together.
So, like, I know, like I mentioned earlier, like, you like to travel, or lately, or, like, recently, you've been traveling a lot. Like, how was it traveling, like, as, like, you knew your identity pretty much in a way? Like, you knew you were, like, you came out and everything?
Yeah.
Because at some point, you had to hide that from people, right?
Well, I mean, just as myself, you know what I mean? Like, I don't walk around with a rainbow flag or anything.
Yeah, you're dressed in black right now.
Yeah, I'm dressed in all black right now.
Like, this is a funeral or something.
This is my aesthetic. No, I'm just kidding.
And let people think, like, I guess, don't let people think this is where careers come to die now.
No. This is, like, my professional type of
really?
Attire, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so I mean, it's just, I don't know, like, people don't know off the bat, especially not straight people. Gay people might be able to tell, like, from talking to me for a while, but so for the most part, I'm straight passing. So I guess that's kind of fortunate, especially when you go to a place like Peru.
Yeah.
So I haven't had to really have that conversation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is in New Orleans, it was whatever. I think in New Orleans, I even wore my shirt that says that I'm gay on it.
Oh, yeah. The one you wear for podcasting?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's that one. Because cool. It's New Orleans, I don't give a damn. They just party all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in New York, everybody's gay, so it's fine. And then
LA, half of the people are gay.
Well, I actually haven't seen that many, but
what?
Yeah. But I haven't gone out much, so there's that.
Should maybe do a collab with Viva La Brown Girls.
Oh, that would be awesome. I've recently started listening to them and they're hilarious.
Well, go a little deeper. And
yeah, I hear that their earlier episodes are emotional.
Yeah.
I've only listened to, like, their recent too.
Yeah. I mean, if you go a little deeper, you'll hear some
which is
stuff.
Good. I just haven't wanted to cry lately, so yeah, I was like, let me not do this right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I love the whole concept of the show. I love what the message that they're putting out.
I like it too. That's why I had them on. They're fun as fuck. They're funny. Hopefully I have them on later on. Like right now, you know, that was to promote Podcast Stereo.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe later on the road, maybe we could collab again. You know, that'd be fun. But did you ever consider not coming out? Like, ever? Like,
oh, I mean, when I was in high school, I figured I would be in the closet forever. I even thought about it. I was like, how? Like, in my mind, I guess I've always, this whole moving to California thing has been kind of easier for me than it would be for other people. Because from the time that I realized I was gay, I was like, one day I'm going to move away and I can be myself. Because that's the only option that I thought that I had when I was younger. I was just like, I'm going to have to leave my family behind. That's the only way. That's the only thing I can do.
Yeah.
So me leaving and coming here to California, even though I eventually told my family and my brothers were fine with it, and my mom didn't hate me, you know? So I eventually was just like, it's fine. I'm just going to leave.
How did they take you? Like, when you came out, like, they know, obviously, right?
Yeah.
How did they take it?
My brother... He's not woke to say the least.
Uh-huh.
So whenever, like, I told him or I mentioned it on passing, because I became really close friends with one of his close friends, and I was telling the guy about, like, some girl or something like that, and he was just like, it's just a phase, like, you're not gay. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
Stupid.
Like, yeah. And I called him out, like, immediately, because I was just like, okay, I'm at the time I was 23 years old. I was like, you think a 23 year old is going through this phase? I'm not a teenager, you know what I mean? Like, I know damn well who I am.
Yeah.
And he was just like, okay. And after that, he was not, like, bad about it or whatever. Yeah.
But your brother, his friend, I guess?
His friend didn't give a damn. He knew from the beginning.
No, your brother.
Oh, my brother, like, yeah, that was his reaction.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah.
And he was, ever since then, he was just like, whatever, he doesn't care. He's just... It doesn't affect his life.
Yeah, that's wrong. True. I mean, like, exactly. That's the message. Like, fuck it. Like, if it's not, like, if I'm not hurting you, like, why the fuck do you care? You know, if I'm gay or straight, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, there you go, guys. Fuck everything. I don't know.
That's a great message.
Fuck you. I don't know.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, he's even though he's not woke or anything, he's still from a younger generation. Like, he knows hating is wrong, right?
Yeah.
So it was whatever. My little brother, I never officially told him, but I've been pretty open with in my conversations that I think he should know by now. But we've just never talked about it. But he's told me that he is supportive of gay people. So
okay, that's good.
He's younger than me, so he's even more woke than I should be. Right?
Okay. So, but I don't know. I asked you. I don't know if maybe I just passed by. But did you ever take a girl home? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, but not in a way that I I didn't tell my mom that okay. that was like a girl I'm seeing, and especially because I wasn't serious with those girls.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, hey, like
those girls. I said a girl. You said with girls.
That singular girl. but yeah, so it was just, it wasn't serious, and there was no labels, and I wasn't about to tell my mom, hey, I'm gonna go into my bedroom with this girl. Like, I'm not gonna tell her that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I brought him around, just wasn't serious like that.
Have you ever had like a serious relationship or that you consider?
I had one.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, I had just one.
Oh, okay.
I'll leave it at that. Yeah. It was,
all right. All right, so I mean, you mentioned the distance. Like, how are you guys working through it? Like, you and Fred Papita, what's going on?
That's been easy because she was here, what, 2 weeks ago?
Okay.
Not even 2 weeks ago. And plus, like, we're co-hosts and we're friends. But as far as struggling to be away from people, that's been really more my best friends, which is my two people, my squad. You know what I mean? Like, being away from them has been hard because they hang out and I'm like, I should be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You guys like do at least like FaceTime you or like Snapchat time you? I don't even know what's called.
We don't do video stuff because it's just not our thing. But okay. We do talk like every day, all day.
Oh, that's cool.
That was because it's, you know how like everybody has like these days they have their group chat or whatever.
Yeah, I don't.
You so. Don't? Well, one day you'll get one. It has to happen naturally.
One day, guys. One day I'll get one.
It'll happen naturally. Watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have your group chat and like these are your people. You tell them everything, right? Like every little funny detail in your life. So yeah. Those are my people still, and it's only been a month, but. We'll see. They came down here with me the first weekend that I got here and they helped me move in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
At least you had that support, you know?
Yeah.
And it made it kind of fun, you
it
know?
Did, yeah. And they helped me because I was super sick, like, at the time. And they're, like, forcing medicine down my throat.
Oh.
So, it was cool.
So, I mean, like... are you looking for like a temporary co-host maybe, you know? I don't know.
We can do it remote. You know what, if tomorrow goes horribly, because we're recording tomorrow, if it goes so horribly bad, then hey, I'll bring you in. You can do a girl voice, right? No, I'm just kidding. you sound girlier than Fred Papita.
I mean, there's like, I'm guess like somewhere on like I'll play with GarageBand and fucking what's it called? And I'm sure, like, I could do a Darth Vader voice, like, anonymous type of deal.
Yeah, Darth Vader sounds like Fred Papita. That should work.
Dang.
No, I'm just playing.
Hopefully, I have her on sometime. But, yeah. You know, I think that's it for me. Like I said, like, I told you before we started, I like to end it with, like, some advice. Like, can you give, like, maybe the listener, I give you the option. It could be from a writer standpoint, a podcast standpoint, or, like, somebody a member from a gay person, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
like you can give somebody like the listeners some advice that you feel like right now, this point in time, like maybe you would want to hear, or it could be even from somebody leaving like comfort, you know.
Yeah, like, leaving their home behind.
Yeah, leaving the nest, I guess, or yeah, the comfort space.
Well, I would not be, you know, I'm not at that level of podcasting, so I'm not gonna like, man, I'm not
pretend.
Gonna, I'm not I, gonna I, give podcasting advice,
man,
and then I'm definitely not a professional paid right. writer right now,
yeah.
So I'm not gonna give that advice. But as a queer person, or as a queer person that, you know, is leaving or whatever, I would just say pre-plan and like really know, like really look into yourself and know that that's what you want, and then kind of same thing with coming out, like just. Be completely sure of yourself and make sure that you is all you need, because then if somebody else tries to leave you, then you're good, like, because you have you, or yeah. You have your support system,
yeah,
because that's what's most important. Like whenever I told my mom that I was gay and I was thinking, okay, maybe there's a small chance she'll cut me out, yeah. I was like, I've got me and I've got like these friends, you know what I mean, like I don't, like I'll be okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So just kind of feel that way.
Kind of sounded sad though, a little bit. Kind of
a little bit, but it's
like,
just
fucking like I got me, I don't need nobody else. Like,
well, yeah, it kind of comes off that way. No, but it really is important for a person to like be so, you know, to be independent, for lack of better word.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like know yourself and know that you've got your back and that you can handle your own.
Yeah. Well, man, I like that. Hopefully, if you need that advice or like you're going through something, hopefully that helps. You know. But like I said, I mean, that's it for my questions. Why don't you tell the listener where they can find you, your social medias. Maybe you're going to be partying down this week somewhere. Maybe they can meet up, you know. Like, if you live in LA, she's looking for homies, you know, to add to that
Definitely.
Group text, you know, she was talking about.
Yeah, I need a LA group chat now.
There you go, guys. So why don't you tell them?
Yeah, so my podcast is Cabronas y Chingonas. We do speak, you know, only pretty much only English, so don't be afraid of the name if you're not Mexican or Spanish speaking. But we are on iTunes and Stitcher and Audio Boom. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and that's CYC Podcast. On there, you'll find both my handle and my co-host handle. My handle, personal handle, is MYTE Panda. And I'm totally down for TV and go party in LA. Let's do it.
Hey, let's go. Invite me too. I'll pretend, I guess. I know what you guys are going through. Hey, I don't have a life.
You don't have to be gay to talk to me. Nah, either. Like, you're good.
Yeah, there you go, guys. You don't have to be gay. You could just like what she's wearing for this episode. Fuck it.
All black. All if you like the goth dance, then yeah, let's go.
Maybe I'll show up too. I want to know what goth dance is. Or maybe. All
right, awesome.
If the listener, if you know what it is already, won't you send me a link? I mean, you could tag me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Oh no, that's why am I giving you my email address?
@letmeknowpod.
Yeah, @letmeknowpod. Instagram and Facebook, but I'll get to that at the end. So before I end it, I like to play a game called Sevens. For any new listener, Sevens is a game that I stole from Never Not Funny Podcast. And I stole it, but still I'm giving credit to them. So if you want to play yourself, you could go to Google Play and download it. It's basically it's kind of like Heads Up. The only difference is I'm giving the clues and the other person's not looking at my phone. So basically it's you pick a category and you have to guess. So it's seven questions. You have 7 seconds for each question. It's 49 seconds in total. So the highest possible score is obviously 49. The longer you take, the less points you get, because each point is each second is a point.
So you're gonna ask me a question and I'm gonna
I'm gonna give you the genres right now. So okay. you choose a genre and I give you the clue. So
I have to come up with the word that you're looking at.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm giving you clues like this is blah 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 blah. Right. Yeah. And then you go like, oh, it's this. All right, whatever. You don't have to say it's this. You just say the word.
Right. Okay.
So like I said, the longer you take, the less points you'll get. The highest score is 27, held by Las Dos Albas. Yep. She's been undefeated for the past three or four episodes. Oh, so hopefully you can knock her down the throne. I don't think you'll like the price. So the price is a fat head of myself giving you the thumbs up. So
all right.
So
I'll take it.
So that and maybe a gift card here and there. But so far that's it. So yeah, so the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and their corresponding music. Stand-up, superheroes, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Little hint, go for something that you feel I'm gonna be good at, because just because you're good at doesn't mean I'm good, okay?
Do you like TV?
I love TV.
I love to TV.
Okay. I've never played this one, by the way. This is the first time it's been chosen. So, at the end of the year, the winner, the ultimate winner is announced at the end of the year. So far, you know, it's just a couple weeks away, so it's held by like Los Alvas. So
it's now or never.
So hopefully you can knock you down the throne. I'll give you some goodies, you know, like a fat head of myself. Come on. Like, you don't want to see this mug and these thumbs every morning. Alright. You could just scare, like, let's say you bring a girl home and then you want to scare her off, you just show that. There you go, you know. You could wear it as a mask or something. Pobrecita, that's fucked up.
Right. Well, she's a lesbian, I mean, come on.
I guess. It's a movie. No, it's a TV show with. Oh, fuck! I already fucked them. I don't know. It's a comedy. It's not 23 or 26, but or not 24 or 25, but
24.
Yeah. It's a TV show with like an alien. He's dark. He eats cats.
Pass.
It's a TV show about movies. I mean, about aliens. The truth is out there. Scully and
X-Files.
He's a therapist. He has a radio show. I said Channel 13 over here when I used to watch it. When you want to get back at somebody, you're trying to take,
revenge.
Yeah. It's where Arian Spears, Ben Bonquiqui was there. It's a comedy. It's like SNL.
Martin?
No, it's like SNL. Okay. Okay. Well, you got four.
Damn.
So it was always like the one I couldn't get is Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, you should have just said Charlie Day.
Yeah, I know him as a character, but I don't know his name. Then it was 24.
That's his real name, Charlie Day, on the show and in real life. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
For future.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, the guy that was in Pacific Rim. Yeah, but I blanked. And then Alf. That was Alf, right?
Oh, okay. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just knew that fun fact. And then the X-Files. The truth is out there. Frasier was the one.
Oh, the British dude.
Yeah. Who was in... Oh, yeah, I guess. Whatever. Then Revenge. I've never seen that in my life.
I actually watched that show, so...
I don't know.
It was on, like, CW or something.
And Matt TV was like SNL.
I almost said it to you. You said like SNL, and I was like,
yeah.
Matt TV.
Yeah. Aaron Spears, he would like do Shaq and like, yeah, shit like that. All right, so you have a second chance. It's the best of two. I forgot to say that, okay. But now that you know how it's played, now you need me to run down the categories again. So you want to do the one I do the most, like the best at?
Yeah. Let's go with that.
It's the things that you scan at the grocery to like when they buy it.
Barcode?
Yeah. It's the what you're wearing, your jeans, with the material that's made out of.
Denim?
Yeah. Oh, what's this right here?
Curtain.
No.
Oh, the window.
Yeah. Steven Universe is this category. It's on TV.
Cartoon?
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Son of. It's like a horror thing. The Son of. It's a horror movie. He's green, supposedly, with the flat top. What am I doing to my...
Buzz?
No, what am I doing to...
Shaving? Cutting?
You used to sweep? You use this to sweep? Like, the broom? Floor?
Yeah.
17.
Oh, that was better.
Yeah, that was better, but... Was it my clues that I fuck up this time?
No. I mean, there was only one that I didn't catch. What was it? The alien? What's it? What
you
saying?
Oh, Frankenstein. It's okay. I said alien. I thought I said monster.
Okay.
Well, I meant monster if I said alien. Sorry. And he's green most of the time.
Yeah.
The flat top.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, I mean, you did okay. I mean, that's not bad at all. Like, I played it on Thanksgiving and I got three, you know, so.
There you go. I got this.
Yeah. So you got a decent score. Okay. All right, guys. Well, before I let you go, you can find me at Let Me Know Pod. On Instagram and Facebook. If you have a question, if you have a question, send it to me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. I don't know, maybe you just want to shoot the shit. Like I said, I don't have a life. Podcasting right now is my life. So you can send it to me at any hour. I'm up at like at 12 in the morning. So just send it to me if you just want to talk. You know, I have stickers. If you want a sticker, just send me a direct message or send me an email and I'll send it to you for free, free of charge. Make sure you leave a review, 5 stars, you know, make sure you leave them stars on Instagram, on iTunes, SoundCloud, the same thing. I'm on SoundCloud, I'm on iTunes, and I'm on Google Play. I need help, guys. I need you guys to like tell your friends, tell your mom, tell everybody to go on iTunes and leave those 5 stars, because I'm trying to get into Spotify, and the only way that's going to happen is if I get them 5 stars. That's all they care about. It's how many listeners you got. You guys are listening to me, so I hope you guys are fucking doing that shit. I mean, they don't need help. I need help. You know, maybe the CYC over here podcast, hook a brother up, you know, help me. Help me, hey, help
we
yourself.
Need, we need help too, man. Go rate us 5 stars too.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, go. I mean, obviously listen to their first and then listen to mine. Like I say, I keep saying, it doesn't matter how, like, what order you play me in. As long as you play me, at least give me a chance. And that's what I care about. Listen to another episode and, you know, talk. Even if you have negative shit to say, write it down as a review. I don't give a fuck. As long as you put them 5 stars, just leave me bad reviews and put positive stars.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, her butt hurts. My butt hurts. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. Well, till next time, guys. Hopefully you guys come again. But I do appreciate you guys making me a part of your day. Bye.
Peace out. Ooh, lay, hey, hey, ooh, lay, hey, hey, ooh, lay, hey, hey.
hand. Let's have a blast and remember this moment for the rest of our lives.
Our lives.
Our lives.
Our lives. Our lives. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Tonight.
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 Tonight. Cause the night's the night, am I right? Dance! Feels like a night for a party. My niche, so naughty. There's a knock on the door, it's the neighbors. Quick cut blocking, we're having a hold down.